Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is January 30th, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Ozone API partners with CLOWD9. UK-based open banking standards-based software developer Ozone API has partnered with CLOWD9 to offer additional services to clients. Bunk to expand in the UK. Netherlands-based neobank Bunk has announced its plan to expand in the region of the UK, after submitting an application for an EMI license in the area. BNY Mellon launches virtual account-based solutions. US-based BNY Mellon has introduced virtual account-based solutions, enhancing clients' cash management with improved access, control, and reporting for global treasurers. Access FS and Nomo Bank partner to provide Sharia property finance. Access Financial Services has partnered with Nomo Bank, a digital Sharia-compliant bank, to offer Sharia-compliant property finance for UK rental and residential property. Sharjah Islamic Bank partners with Nokodi for digital payment services. Sharjah Islamic Bank has partnered with Nokodi, a financial technology firm and payment gateway owned by Emiratech Group, to improve its digital payment services. Dillard's partners with Citi and MasterCard. Dillard's has announced its partnership with Citi and MasterCard in order to provide its customers and clients with a secure and efficient credit card program. Alto Global Processing partners with WL Payments. US-based merchant service provider Alto Global Processing has leveraged the white-label payment orchestration platform of WL Payments to augment client solutions. Amazon Mexico partners with Qski Pay. Amazon has partnered with Mexico-based Qski Pay to launch Pago en Quincenas, a payment method that allows users to defer their purchases into bi-weekly payments. FreedomPay launches EFT POS least cost routing on its payments platform. Data-driven commerce platform FreedomPay has launched EFT POS least cost routing on its PCI-P2PE integrated payments platform in Australia. Higlobal partners with AAA. US-based solution for international payment transfers Higlobe has partnered with AAA, intending to improve the landscape for remote workers in the Philippines. Themis launches its services in Saudi Arabia. UK-based financial crime platform Themis has announced the expansion of its financial crime risk management cloud service hosted in Saudi Arabia. Access Pay launches confirmation of payee and sanction screening. UK-based corporate-to-bank integration provider AccessPay has announced the launch of its embedded confirmation of payee and sanction screening products. TrueLayer sign-up accelerates onboarding for Tiger Brokers. Online trading platform Tiger Brokers has chosen TrueLayer's sign-up plus product to streamline customer onboarding and funding. PayPal uses stablecoin to invest in Mesh. PayPal has used its own stablecoin to invest around $5 million in Mesh, an embedded finance startup for crypto payments. Access Pay embeds confirmation of payee and sanction screening. Access Pay, the leading provider of bank integration, today announced the addition of confirmation of payee, COP, and sanction screening capabilities to its fraud and error prevention suite, launched in 2023. Alto Global Processing signs with WL Payments. An alliance in the realm of payment solutions is announced today as Alto Global Processing partners with WL Payments. Italian fintech Open on the hunt for M&A opportunities. Open, leading Italian lending as a service platform, scales up in the European Union, Switzerland, and the UK with its proprietary Buy Now Pay Later solution for B2B, Open Pay Later, and targets M&A opportunities. Wisecard Technology joins the Multos Consortium. The MULTOS Consortium, a group of international blue-chip organization responsible for the promotion and development of the MULTOS technology, announced today that Wisecard Technology, pioneers of innovative payment solutions, has joined as a partner member. Hyperjar offers up to 1.5% cashback on all spending. Spending super app Hyperjar today launches up to 1.5% cashback on card spending, including the UK's highest stated cashback cap. Boobian Bank signs with Snowdrop. Boobian Bank, the Islamic bank founded in 2004 in Kuwait, has sealed a partnership with Snowdrop Solutions, a world-leading expert in data enrichment for consumer payments and financial transactions. Thunes pledges to plant one tree for every 5,000 transactions processed. Global cross-border payments company, Thunes, has today expanded an ambitious tree planting initiative with its partner, Handprint, an impact as a service company. World Federation of Exchanges lay out 2024 priorities. The World Federation of Exchanges, WFE, the global industry group for exchanges and CCPs, today announces the 2024 priorities for the exchange and clearing industry. HSBC fined $57.4 million for serious failings in depositor protection. HSBC has been hit with a $57.4 million fine by the Prudential Regulatory Authority for failing to accurately log accounts eligible for compensation under the Financial Services Compensation Scheme. Northern Arc partners with Karnataka Bank. India-based private sector bank Karnataka Bank has partnered with financial services platform Northern Arc Capital. Banco Banorte launches digital bank Bineo. Mexico-based financial company Grupo Financiero Banorte has launched its new digital bank product, Bineo. American Express Saudi Arabia partners with Almasafer Business. American Express Saudi Arabia has signed an agreement with travel company Almasafer Business to centralize payments through its corporate travel account. PayPal Ventures invests in Mesh. PayPal Ventures, PayPal's venture capital arm, has announced its investment in embedded finance solution for digital asset transfers Mesh. Klarna directs users to financial management tools with revival of Money Story. Without any trace of irony, Klarna is reviving a feature which enables customers to look back on their personal spending history over the past year and get nudges to better money management tools in the app. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.